Morgan's AM, your pre-market briefing.
US equity markets mixed overnight as strong earnings from some technology heavyweights competed with persistent concerns around the banking sector. That saw the Dow fall 229 points or 0.7%, unwinding an earlier gain of over 100 points. Home Depot, Honeywell International and Merck & Co. all declining over 2.5%. Broader S&P 500 eased 0.4%. Utilities down 2.4%, leading 10 of the 11 primary sectors lower. Information technology, the sole standout performer with a 1.8% gain. NASDAQ up 0.5%, pairing an earlier rally of just over 1.4%. Microsoft Corp, the standout during regular trading, up 7.2% after the software giant released first quarter earnings per share and revenue after the close of the previous session. That topped Wall Street's estimates, underpinned by strong cloud demand. Company fell narrowly short of topping its daily record for market cap gains, adding just over $148 billion in market cap overnight. That's just shy of the company's record one-day market cap haul of about $150.4 billion achieved back in March of 2020. Microsoft also shrugging off news that the UK's Competition and Markets Authority would prohibit the company from merging with Activision Blizzard. That's a decision that Microsoft plans to appeal. Google parent Alphabet slipped 0.2%, however, after trading in positive territory for much of the session. That was despite the Google parent posting better than expected first quarter EPS after the close of the previous session. Small cap Russell 2000 index lost 0.9%. First Republic Bank slumped a further 29.75%. That follows a near 50% tumble a day earlier. Embattled regional lender posted its first quarter result after the close of Monday's session and reported that deposits plunged by almost 41%, which was described as unprecedented by the company's CFO. In US corporate earnings released after the closing bell this morning, Meta Platforms soaring over 11.5% in extended trading. Facebook's parent company reported better than expected EPS for the first quarter and provided a revenue forecast that suggested reinvigorated sales growth. Chief Executive Mark Zuckerberg again avoided mentioning the metaverse, instead focusing on artificial intelligence, saying our AI network is driving good results across our apps and businesses. Rockerwink gaining over 2% in extended trading. Streaming media company's first quarter numbers exceeded consensus expectations, including a narrower than expected loss per share of $1.38. Company said it benefited from a consumer focus on value, particularly in a difficult macro environment. eBay Inc. also gaining over 2.5% in extended trading. Online marketplace reporting better than expected first quarter adjusted EPS and revenue. Gross merchandise volume, which is a key metric for the company, declined 5% following a 12% drop in the prior quarter. In US corporate results released earlier in the session, Dow constituent Boeing added 0.4%. Aerospace and defense giant reported a wider than expected adjusted loss per share, while revenue and free cash flow exceeded forecasts. Companies also retained its production outlook despite recent problems with its 737 MAX jets. Another really busy night on the corporate calendar in the US tonight. Notable companies reporting include Amazon, Caterpillar, Domino's, Eli Lilly, Harley Davidson, Honeywell International, Intel Corp, MasterCard, Merck & Co, Newmont, Snap, Southwest Airlines and T-Mobile. In US economic data overnight, durable goods orders jumped 3.2% in March. That was much larger than the 0.5% rise projected by economists. Orders for passenger planes jumping 78% in March after two big monthly declines in a row. So that was inflating the headline number. If you exclude the large and volatile transportation category, durable goods rose a scant 0.3% in March. Looking ahead to tonight, advanced reading of first quarter GDP growth rate, pending home sales for March, and the latest weekly jobless claims figures slated for release. European bourses were weaker. Pan-European Stoxx 600 index down 0.8%. That was alongside a half a percent fall for Germany's DAX and a 0.9% fall for France's CAC. Investors there digesting results also. In broader stock moves, Dutch semiconductor firm ASML International down 7.5%, reported a significant fall in first quarter orders after the close of the previous session. London's FTSE 100 lost 0.5%. Again, investors digesting a swathe of results and updates. Among them, Standard Chartered, which was up 2.2% after the Asia-focused bank posted a better-than-expected 21% rise in pre-tax profit and forecast annual earnings at the top end of guidance. GSK, however, was down 3.9%. Pharmaceutical major said first quarter profits and revenue did both exceed expectations, however, and Persimmon Homes, another notable mover, up 4.9%, posted a slump in first quarter completions, but said it expects full year 2023 volumes to be towards the top end of guidance following an improvement in sales rates since the start of the year. That result lifted a number of the other major home builders. Looking ahead to tonight, supermarket giant Jay Sainsbury releases its full year result, and there's also quarterly updates from AstraZeneca, Barclays and Unilever, amongst others. Base metals rebounded across the board overnight, copper adding around 0.6% to be trading just shy of $3.89 a pound, arresting a five-session losing streak. Nickel up 1.1%, aluminium with a 0.4% rise, and zinc gaining 0.9%. China industrial profits figures for March are released later today. Benchmark spot iron ore also rebounding, up $2.90 or 2.8% to $104.85 a metric tonne. Gold futures retreating back below $2,000 per ounce, down $8.50 or 0.4% overnight to $1,996. Did touch an interest session peak at a tick above $2,020 during the session. Oil prices fell sharply, prices turning lower for the month to date. WTI down $2.77 or 3.6% to $74.30 a barrel. Lowest settlement since the 29th of March, now sits down about 1.8% in April. Brent shed $3.08 or 3.8% to $77.69 a barrel, down 2.6% month to date. Our latest inventory data, official inventory data that is, failed to provide support for the benchmark contracts. EIA recording crude inventories down by 5.1 million barrels last week, which was much larger than the 2.3 million barrel drawdown expected by analysts. On bond markets, Treasury yields climbed a day after the benchmark maturities logged their largest one-day declines in yield in a month, which came, of course, after First Republic's first quarter result at the beginning of the week. That reignited concerns about the banking sector. 10-year Treasury yields in the US overnight up 3.2 basis points to 3.43%, and the 2-year note yield adding 2 basis points to 3.92%. Aussie dollar buying around 66 US cents as investors digested that cooler than expected first quarter inflation data yesterday. Export and import prices for the first quarter headline today's Australian Economic Calendar.
This is general advice only, and we have not considered your needs or objectives.